does me good to see them up here. And my mind goes back. It could be worse. Dad was pastoring up at the, I'll tell this real quick and I'll get into the sermon. But Dad was pastoring up here at Chelsea Free Holiness Church. And I was probably, I'm guessing, it's where the sanctuary's at now. And I was probably maybe 10, 12 years old. And Brother Jim and Sister Wilma Milliken come and seen us. A lot of y'all know the Millikens. Brother Jimmy John is preaching now West Side Holiness. His younger brother, Brother Marty, has gone on to meet the Lord. Had a brain tumor, and the Lord decided to give him perfect healing. And Brother Jimmy, he could play that piano. But before Brother Jimmy learned to play the piano, he played a snare drum. While they was there holding this revival, Brother Marty decided that the Lord had laid it upon his heart to give me his snare drum. And for somebody that has trouble with rhythm, is not someone you want to give a snare drum to. I think God was teaching that church patience. But they endured it. I endured it until I figured out I couldn't play drums. And then I moved on. But I'm excited to see these kids learning to play. And music is something that's always been near to my heart. It's a form of praise. And they may not realize it, but strumming those guitars, even if they hit a wrong chord once in a while, they're still giving God the praise. And they're playing for Him, not for anyone else. And that's what matters. If you've got your Bibles, I'm going to be in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12. But I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57 first. And this is kind of the word that God gave me for this year. And if you'll remember, I preached a sermon at the beginning of the year called the Victory Formation. I've been preaching off and on a series of sermons about victory. And I believe that we can have victory in 2026. I believe this is going to be a victorious year for the church. And I see God doing things. And there's several messages that I've been studying on. But the Bible says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We can have victory through Him. And that's really the scripture that He gave me for this year, and I've been excited about it, and I've been drawing strength from it. But I'm looking tonight at another passage of scripture there in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12. He said, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." Some time back, I got interested in, I love nature. I love wildlife and especially animals and birds of the Bible. And I got interested in a particular bird. It's known as a secretary bird. You won't find it mentioned by name in the Bible. The book of Psalms, I believe the 18th chapter talks. Some believe that they are referring to the bird there in that chapter. But the secretary bird is a unique bird. It is the number one snake killer, they say, in the world. It's a serpent killer. And if we're going to be victorious, there's some things that we can learn from the snake killer. They stand somewhere so that they'll reach heights of over 4 feet tall. Some of y'all may have seen them. They're predominantly, you'll find them in the African area. I've never been to Africa, and I think most of y'all probably haven't, but you may have seen some pictures of them, maybe some videos of them. But they'll take and find a serpent, and they'll begin to stomp their feet on the head of that serpent. They can kill a cobra between 2 to 3 seconds by stomping its head. A bird that will go after and hunt out a serpent that elephants will run from. We need some serpent killers in the house of prayer. And one of these days, I may go back and preach some of the notes that I have about this bird, about serpent killers. But one of the things that intrigued me for tonight, I've done a little bit of research, and I'm going to try to share some of that with you. But if you get to reading about the secretary bird, you'll find out that this bird, that even though it is built for battle, it is built for victory. The serpent killer, it has a vulnerability. It is on the endangered species list. That caught my attention. Why is a bird that is so aggressive, so much of a predator, that it is on the endangered species list? It has an enemy. The first thing that I noticed about this old secretary bird, the serpent killer, is that the environment in which it lives has changed. See, the secretary bird is used to wide open spaces. It thrives in the fields, in areas where it can see. But the world has progress has come in around it. Development, agriculture. Outside influences has crept in and changed its environment. It has great eyesight, but it has lost its spiritual covering. We wonder why churches are losing it. Outside influence has crept into the churches. It's more about program and it's more about entertainment, and the spiritual covering is no longer there. We can have victory, but I'm preaching to you about victory with vulnerabilities. Our environment has changed. This is not the same church that my father pastored. You see, the outside world is closing in. We're dealing with things today that my dad never had to deal with. We got cell phones with internet in every hand. Access to things of this world that a few years ago we thought was impossible. We could pick up a wireless device and talk to anywhere in the world. It has crept in, and it has been accepted. And the churches are suffering. The wrong influences, the noise. We're not enduring sound doctrine anymore. It amazes me at the ministers that want to preach from a book. I'm not talking about the Bible.
from a book. They want to show a movie in church. And I know there's some good movies. Hollywood has done some a good job on some of them. Christian movies that are good sound-based doctrine, but they want to preach about the movie. My Bible tells me that so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Victory requires the right environment. Hey, we can have a volleyball game and give them a five-minute sermon and think we've been to church. No, we hadn't been to church. I want to feel the Spirit of God moving in this place. We can have victory, and if we're not careful, we'll leave ourselves open to vulnerabilities. Not only has the environment changed to cause them to become on the endangered species list, but I see here that a dangerous collision with things they cannot see. Power lines kill more of the secretary birds than anything else. You see, the secretary birds is kind of like our killdeers, except they're just large. They run on the ground, and when they fly, they don't fly very high. Lord, help me. When we fly, we need to fly high. We don't need to run with the chickens. We need to soar with the eagles. Well, how do you get high, brother preacher? Y'all asking good questions. Whenever the Spirit begins to move, whenever the wind begins to blow, that's how we get higher. That's how we get above life's problems and above all this world and the noise around us. That's how we get higher and higher and higher. When the wind's not blowing, it's hard for a bird to soar. We still need the Spirit of God moving in this place. I can't preach without the Holy Spirit anointing on my life. I can't preach without His help. I've got to have the help and the power. The problem is, 1 Peter, he says in chapter 5 and verse 8, this is a familiar passage, he says, be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. We need to get up above. The dangers. Do you believe you can live a life above sin, or above reproach? I believe we can. Do I fall? Do I have failures? Absolutely. But I have an advocate with the Father. I may come down, but I know how to get back up. Not only do we see a dangerous collision, we see a defenseless generation. The adult secretary birds, they're strong. They're powerful. They're fierce, predatory birds. But listen to me. They leave their young unprotected in the open. It's possible to win the battle and lose the generational war. Do you know all that it would take, Brother Isaac, for me to discourage these kids is to tell them I don't want them up here on stage playing? That's the last thing I'll ever do. If you don't like it and you've got a complaint, you come and see me. Don't you dare take it up with one of them. You'll get this preacher's hackles raised real quick. A defenseless generation. We are too busy trying to win the world. And I know that there's a world out there that's lost and dying and needs Christ. But how dare us forsake our own children? The young are vulnerable. The crows, the ravens, the owls, the hawks. They realize that the young are unprotected. And they swoop in. And they take them right out of the nest. While the adults are saving the world. The problem is we're raising a generation in an open field with no covering. I don't know about you, but I want these children to know what it is to feel the Holy Spirit. I want them to know what it feels like to have the anointing moving in a service. The Spirit of God upon their life. The drawing and convicting power that gives them guidance and direction and makes them have a repentant soul and want to do right and live right and be right. No discipleship. I appreciate our Sunday school teachers that are our classes that we have back here of the children's church or children's church workers that are teaching them about God. It's not just a place to go back there and play all fun and games. They actually learn something. They need some discipleship. One of the biggest churches, the biggest church movements around in my lifetime. Come as you are, leave as you came, take the kids and send them back to an area with a playground and video games and movies and the kids have a good time and the adults socialize. I tell you, we are losing the generation. Leaving them uncovered. They're beginning to think that church is just a time to go and play. I'm reminded of Joshua, that great leader. You remember the one that marched around the walls of Jericho? Great warrior. Conquered many, many cities by the help of God. Led the children of Israel after Moses had died. By the time we get over into Judges chapter number 2 and verse number 10, he said, and also all that generation that were gathered under their fathers. And there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord. Joshua, just a few verses prior to that, they had just buried Joshua. We can lose what we have in the next generation. What happened? Somebody stopped watching the nest. I see a deceptive confidence. The Secretary Byrd is the best serpent killer in Africa. But they're not immune to the venom. They'll go after the snakes. And the Secretary Byrd is a lot like the storks. I don't mean to get gruesome here, but most of the prey, they eat whole. And what I see in this is they even though that they kill the snake, and as I said before, they can kill a cobra in 2 to 3 seconds by stomping its head with their long feet. But when they eat that, even though they killed it, it's dead. They eat it. It may be dead on the outside, but the venom is still active on the inside. We may have won the battle. We may have left this situation. We may have moved on past whatever it was that we was dealing with. But we have partaken of it on it inwardly. Outwardly, we have defeated it. But on the inside, it is just eating at us. It's gnawing at us. There's some bitterness that and resentment that is raised up within us because it is on the inside, and the venom on the inside, it will eventually kill the Secretary Byrd. I've known people that have come to church. They've moved on past their issues, their problems, maybe their relationships. But it's still inside them. The venom, the poison, just continues. You killed it, but you kept it. And what you kept will eventually kill you. Can I give you one more? The Secretary Byrd is on the endangered species list because of a declining species. Endangered. A bird that was built for victory. Not because it can't fight, but because it hasn't learned to adapt, protect, and sustain. It's possible to be powerful, but fail. We are growing as a church. But when we neglect to deal with the environment that comes with the growth. Listen to me, church. When we fail to neglect the environment that comes with the growing of the church, we will become endangered. Victory is not just about conquering. Victory is about continuing. Paul tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Victory is more than just conquering. It's about continuing. If I win every soul in Rogers County to Christ, and I lose my family, I consider myself a failure. If I lose one of these children that we have here, I consider myself a failure. Victory is not just conquering, but it's continuing. I want to see these young people grow up to be preachers, to be musicians, to be worship leaders, Sunday school teachers. I want to see this church go on. It doesn't stop with me. And if we're not careful, we'll have victory with vulnerability. But I believe that we can learn some things from the Secretary Burt. I don't want to see one soul lost and go to hell. Well, Brother Hubbard, are you still concerned about the lost and the perished? Absolutely. But I have seen time and time again people in church neglect their own family. I'm proud of my kids. But I'll tell you what, I don't want to promote them. I want the promotion to come from Him. I can put my children on a pedestal with the best of any of them. But I want to see my children promoted from the Heavenly Father. But thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight, I don't know why I'm preaching this tonight. It's what the Lord gave me. But maybe you're here tonight and you've won the battle on the outside. But on the inside, you're needing victory. It's possible. It's one of the number one killers of the Secretary Burt. We come to church, we put on a good show, we put on a straight face, but inside, it's eating us alive. Victory with vulnerability. Let's come and let's find us a place to pray. Let's seek the Lord a while tonight. I've done my best.